The Joe Show. Well, all right. Thank you so much for joining me again for another of what I call these micropods here on The Joe Show. And we've been slowly making our way through a devotional that I wrote called What Would Jesus Read? Daily Devotions That Guided the Savior. And today we're still in week one, looking at day six. Now, if you remember from a previous episode, I kind of explained why this is the method in which I'm reading through the scripture and why I do the devotions this way and why the book is called What Would Jesus Read? It's because that we know in the time of Jesus that the Jews of that period all read the same portions of scripture in the synagogue all across the land every week, every month, every year. So it didn't matter where you went, everybody was reading the same portion of scripture. And that's why I love doing the devotions this way. It's kind of a cool way to just identify culturally a little bit with how Jesus would have been raised and how he read his scripture. And today we land on a very, very, I believe, a very impactful and an important story in the Bible. It's regarding Noah and the flood. We all know it very well. We've seen the movies, the cartoons. We've seen it in Bible, you know, Sunday school, all that kind of stuff. So today, our reading comes from Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, and it's called Noah Found Favor. How many nice people would you say you know? Define what makes a person nice. Let's take it a step further. How many people do you know that you would consider to be righteous? I don't know about you, but I have a pretty short list. Now, I know a lot of people who think they're righteous, but that's an entirely different devotional. We all think that we're okay, but how do we really measure up to God's standards? Consider Noah. We don't know much about him. We do know about the world in which he lived. From the text, we learn that people around him were living for themselves, that they weren't living for God. We learn that everybody was living as they pleased. But right in the middle of this text comes this remarkable statement. Noah found favor in the eyes of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I want that to be said of me. I want to live my life in a way that's pleasing to God. And if we read his word and if we listen to his voice, then we also can find favor in the eyes of the Lord. You know, it's a very concise story, but it's a very beautiful and powerful story. And it's something that's kind of hard to relate to because, you know, that amount of rain, as far as we understand it, people had not seen that before. And here's this crazy man in a dry land building the biggest boat anybody had ever seen. But Noah chose to obey God, even though he couldn't see the outcome, even though he didn't know what it was going to look like. He just knew that this was something that God was calling him to do, and it literally saved his life, not to mention the lives of his family members. So my prayer for us today is that we would live with that kind of faith. So let's just pray together. Father, we thank you for your word and just how encouraging it can be to us. And it's never meant to make us feel bad or to make us feel condemned. In fact, the opposite is true. You show us our weaknesses and you show us our sinful nature to remind us that we need a Savior, that we need the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need the God of Israel, and we need his Son, Jesus, and to accept what he did for us on the cross at Calvary. And so, Lord, I just pray that for those who are listening to this today, maybe they're in the midst of a decision and they're not sure which way to go, and maybe it doesn't even make sense in the natural, you know, to do something, to sell a house, to leave a job, to go into a new relationship, whatever it is. Maybe it just seems so unwise in the natural. But God, if it's you, I pray that you would give the person listening today the faith and the strength to listen to the voice of God, to your voice as you're prompting them, as you're leading them. So Father, I pray that we would live lives like Noah, that we would trust you, Lord, even though we don't know the outcome, even though we can't see the future, we know that you do and that you have our best interest at heart. And so we commit our decisions, both big and small, to you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's my heartfelt prayer for you today. I've had to make that decision so many times, saying, Lord, this doesn't make sense to me. Why am I going to invest in this part of ministry? And there's not a really great rate of return on this. We're going to put so much into it, and I don't know what we're going to get out of it. And Lord, you know, all these kinds of things. And I've had to make those decisions where I'm like, God, I know that this is you. I know that you're leading me. I've heard your voice before. I know this is you. So I'm going to pull a Noah. I'm going to build a flipping boat in the middle of a dry season, knowing that at the right time, that decision is going to come back to be a great benefit and blessing. Well, my friends, as I always say, that's all I got to say about that. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye. The Joe Show.